Praise the Lord. Let those who rule well be worthy of double honor. And while you're on your feet here, let's just look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we do not pick shepherds, but you give us shepherds after your own heart that will feed us according to wisdom and understanding. We thank you for the shepherd of this house, Pastor B. Father, we thank you for the vision that you've deposited in his heart. We thank you for the mission that you've commissioned him and Lady T for. Father God, in these days, may they feel their arms being held high by those that you've surrounded them with. May they feel strength. May they feel encouragement. And God, we say yes to your plan and to your vision for this church. We thank you for it because your plans are good. They are far better than we could ever hope, dream, or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, you may take your seats. Such an honor to be here to share. And Pastor B, I want to honor you. If you felt like that was a word, I can go back and sit down, man, if you felt like you. as I was praying and preparing, I do feel like the Lord did place something on my heart for you this morning, for us. And I want to talk a little bit about living with the vision. Living with the vision. So I'm going to move fast. I'm going to try to stay within the time guidelines here. If you have your Bibles, please open them up to Psalm 137. Psalm 137. I'm so grateful for my wife and my family who are here with me. It's an honor to have them. Thank you. Psalm 137, and I'll be reading out of the NIV, and I'm going to read the entire chapter here. It's just 9 verses. But as you hear this, as you read along with me, turn on your imagination. Scripture is just not words, but it comes to enliven our imaginations. And so see if you could feel and sense what is happening in this psalm. So Psalm 137, and it reads like this. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, sing us one of those songs of Zion. How can we sing the song of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. The word of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I know that you're reading that and you don't feel joy. I know you're reading that and you're thinking, what in the world is going on? If we were using text language, this would be a WTH moment, right? What's happening? What's going on in this moment? Well, the Psalms can often be categorized into 3 categories. Psalms of orientation, Psalms of disorientation, and Psalms of reorientation. Psalms of orientation go a little bit like this. Oh, God is so good. I will serve him forever. God will always come through. Now, Psalms of disorientation are slightly different. Psalms of disorientation sound like this. God, where in the world are you at? What just happened? What's going on? Psalms of reorientation sound like this.